This is Start Button News Podcast 001 with your hosts Keith Dawson, Kyle Fulton, and Brian Porter.
Where's my giant Scrabble book?
I am from Russia.
Yes, I'm hideous.
Rainbow Game
and what? Now, here are your hosts for Start Button News. Welcome to Start Button News Audio Podcast 1.
You might hear a low hissing. That's because the room is full of snakes.
Oh. I'm glad we're at separate locations.
Yeah, we're actually... are you recording?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the reason that we sound like idiots is because this is a completely new way of doing things that we've never tried before. And Keith assures us it'll work, so when it doesn't, everyone feel free to write him at his website, our website.
Which you know, we don't even know the URL for.
Yeah,
we haven't been there
honestly.
In over 3 years.
It's been
years.
A long time.
Yeah.
startbuttonnews.servegame.com.
Well, that's good. That's good. Well, anyways, so this whole concept of doing it, number one, we're doing it as a podcast instead of as an actual show. Number two, we're doing it
because Kyle's face is getting progressively uglier as time goes on.
Yes, I'm hideous. Anyways,
and HD is doing nothing to help it.
No.
No. We're going to start calling him Vivi from now on.
No, Vivi. From now on, I'll just wear that V mask or dress up as the Joker. Holy God, speaking of the Joker, you know I'm not going to be able to go through this whole thing without talking about what's next week. You
Batman?
Know that.
Okay.
Oh, God, Batman!
Let's get that out of the way first.
The Dark Knight comes out exactly 1 week from today, exactly 1 week from last midnight that there was. I will be in a theater dressed as the Joker, laughing like a lunatic, and possibly getting arrested.
And this is different than any other Friday?
Yes, actually. Surprisingly enough, I'm usually dressed as Harley.
Well, getting back to the video games topic, let's talk about the new Batman Lego game.
Yeah, actually, that's a good tie-in.
You mean Lego Star Wars, Lego Indiana Jones, but with a Batman face, right?
Yes,
but now you can play as the villains.
What?
You can play as the villains in this
so
new Batman
game. So I can play
game.
As the Joker?
Yes.
Well, that's my entire reasoning for wanting to play, even though it looks like an awful, awful game, Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
It looks completely awful.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be awful because it's a Mortal Kombat game that has no fatalities whatsoever and no finishing moves of any kind.
No. That's been debunked.
Has it?
Yes, but they're PG-13 fatalities.
Oh, that's even lamer,
it's
actually.
It's family-friendly fatality. Say that three times fast.
Family-friendly fatality, family-friendly fatality, family-friendly fatality.
Fail.
Yes, I did. Anyways, my point is, my entire reasoning for wanting to play that game is that the Joker is bound to be a playable character, and I think that that's going to be fun as hell. I mean, outside of that, I can't really make myself care about it.
Yeah.
It's Midway. They haven't made a good game since NHL Hits.
Right. Midway. Well, Midway's made some... Well, anyways.
No, Midway sucks.
Yeah. Didn't they have something to do with Guitar Hero?
No, that's nope. Activision.
Right.
They also made San Francisco Rush, but the latest one that they did totally bite.
San Francisco Rush. Keith!
Okay,
you
sorry.
Trying to pretend that's good?
I liked it. I liked Rush 2, just because
Burnout.
He had it.
Burnout!
Burnout!
Oh, God.
Burnout surpassed it, I'll admit that.
Okay, so anyways. On to the actual topics for today. I'm assuming we're trying to do E3 predictions here.
E3, woo!
E3.
Yeah, I'm so glad to report that they made another E3 after it died
after
of EAIDS.
After it died, yeah.
Yeah, you recall the EAIDS incident of last year sometime?
2 years.
Well, was it really two years?
It's been
years?
A while, yeah.
Wow.
This
Crap,
E3...
We are very not diligent about this, our show.
This E3 is called the E3 Mummy.
Yeah, this is the E3 undead resurrected E3.
Yeah.
So, anyways, the E3 predictions. Microsoft, what do we think?
Well, I was looking at stuff online, and I'm really thinking that they... It's already for sure that they're doing the price cut.
Yeah.
Which might lead to me buying one, actually, to be honest.
No, they're going to announce a new 360.
Yeah, I honestly think they're going to do a new SKU.
Okay.
There's a lot of inside info about how they're going to release a new 360 because it's going to have a new chip called, like, what, the Janzibar? What was that? It starts with a J. I swear the chip... Okay, because they came out with the Falcon chip
right.
to relieve the Red Ring of Death.
Right.
But it failed.
Yeah.
So the Red Ring of Death remains,
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So now they're trying to come out with a new 360 that doesn't have Red Ring of Death, that has 120 gigabytes of hard drive space.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to see about that. Yeah. My guess is it's going to have blue Red Rings of Death for the people who prefer blue over red. So we'll see.
So that's what they meant by they're putting Blu-ray into the 360.
That's right. That's right. They said no Blu-ray, but blue lights for when your 360 dies.
Yeah, just for preference of color. Ah. Anyways.
We honestly think that, I don't doubt that they're going to, well, I don't want to say hype, but more like whore out Gears of War 2.
Oh, yeah. All they're going to whore about. That's their entire basis of selling is Gears of War 2, more of the same, more of the same! One trick pony, still one trick, one trick! That's all they got.
Oh, on a side note, has any of you seen the Battlefield Bad Company parody of the Gears of War commercial?
I haven't seen a single
trailer
for that game. I've been told the trailers are hilarious and that the game looks really good.
The trailers are hilarious, but yes. I think you're talking of a spoof.
Yeah, the spoof of the Mad World.
Right, right.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I haven't seen them myself, honestly. Speaking of video game news, though, I'm sorry to go back off of this for now, but Porter and I have seen the single greatest piece of video game news I can ever consider, which is that there is going to be a really damn good video game movie coming out around October.
What, Resident Evil?
No.
Max Payne?
Oh,
Max freaking Payne! The trailer made me scream in agony of joy.
It looked really, really good.
Yeah, the trailer looks exquisite. Any of you out there that have any interest at all in Max Payne, you gotta see this trailer. Look for it, you'll find it. It's just so good looking.
They decided to go the artsy way of the games, which is quite good.
Yeah, that's really good. And the music was exquisite.
I personally expected a crappy Law and Order version of Max Payne.
I had hope that it wasn't, but I expected it to. No. Anyways, sorry, I have to go off topic at least 5 times. It's in my contract. So back to the Microsoft predictions, I guess. My prediction is that they're going to pump out more of the same and that they're probably finally going to jump on the let's copy off of Nintendo bandwagon with some kind of motion device.
There's been rumors about them releasing a motion device, actually.
They're going to. Everyone else is stolen from Nintendo. Why not Microsoft?
Yeah.
But I'm really curious to see what Bungie has in store, because we don't know what they're doing yet.
That's true. That's
we don't know what Bungie's doing.
They're not owned by Microsoft, I think it'll be somewhat better.
Well, all that Microsoft has ever really released on the 360 is games that are literally one-trick ponies, and I have usually been able to find a game that is a multi-platformer that does the exact same trick, but better. In the case of Gears of War, Grand Theft Auto 4 actually does the cover system better than Gears of War.
I disagree.
We'll
go into that
Some other day. But
the cover system's actually quite bad in Grand Theft Auto 4.
I really don't think so, because you can actually aim at what you're trying to shoot.
He once tried to cover system behind trash cans. With no bullet protection whatsoever, other than, you know, the fact that he smelled like garbage and hoped the bullets would scare themselves away from the smell.
Well, we disagree on Gears of War on an epic level, but basically...
Well, I also don't like it, but it's not the worst game I've ever played.
I really disliked that game. Simply because, you know, I think the main reason I disliked it so much is because everybody hyped it up as being such an amazing thing, when, as I said, it was really just a one-trick thing.
Yeah, it did one thing.
It did one thing over and over and over and over for about 2 hours, because the game's only that long, and everyone's like, it's the best game ever! And I was like, no.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
It did that one thing rather well, though.
I disagree, but I could be biased. I haven't played it since it came out, to be frank.
But see, being an old-school gamer, I do understand and respect the fact that if a game can do one thing and do it well, then it's usually fun, i.e. Mario.
Well,
jumps.
Mario.
That's all he did, and I played it for 10 years.
I will give you that. I will give you that. That is a point that I concede.
On to Nintendo.
Words. Yeah, Nintendo predictions.
Let's go to Nintendo.
Nintendo will continue to be awesome, except for Rainbow Gay Man.
Rainbow Gay Man? What was that?
I don't know. For those of you that don't understand what we're talking about, there's some kind of new game that Nintendo's claiming to be their new big, amazing thing called Captain Rainbow.
No, it's called Rainbow Gay Man.
Yeah, well, it looks like the most awful game I've ever seen in my life.
He doesn't even have rainbow powers.
No,
he's just dressed up gay.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense. When I heard the title, I thought perhaps, because it's on the Wii, you'd, like, be painting rainbows or something, and it would at least be fun.
Why is Birdo in it?
Yeah, and the trailer consisted of Birdo talking in a very deep Japanese voice and yelling a lot.
They resurrected Barry White to be Birdo. I don't understand.
Barry White. Wait, Japanese... is Barry White dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Is he?
They scattered his ashes over the ocean.
I'm sad now.
I'm not. He took all my women.
Well, anyways, aside from Barry White, basically everything I can predict about all three companies as of now is pretty lame. I mean, I can't think of anything good coming up.
No. Well, Nintendo might have Kid Icarus.
Oh, yeah, there is Kid Icarus, which I was never a fan of the original stuff.
And Wario Shake looks amazing.
Yeah, I've been told I haven't seen that yet either because I've been awfully busy with Metal Gear.
Now, here's exactly what I'm hoping from Nintendo. Animal Crossing Wii.
I would really like it to exist, but it's nothing but rumors, and there's really no reason to talk about stuff that's completely unsubstantiated.
That, and I'm done with Animal Crossing.
Well, Animal Crossing...
I'm done with it.
Well, I think we could have a good time with the Wii one.
No.
Because, well, no, we could play with each other from our homes.
No, no.
Remember how many times we've said done it?
No, no, no. Apparently, they're not making it a Mamorpaga like we were all hoping.
Oh.
So, basically, it's just Animal Crossing DS 2.0.
Oh.
That's it.
There's no reason for
that. That's all it is, and it's...
That was the one Mamorpaga I might have hopped on. Right. Sorry, Yahtzee, we're stealing your word.
But
Nintendo... So thank you for that word.
Nintendo still hasn't understood the fact that people are online, and they like to be online from time to time.
Yeah. I'm by no means obsessed with online multiplayer stuff, but if they give me good online multiplayer stuff, I will play it, you know? Like, I occasionally go on the Grand Theft Auto online servers, and I tried Metal Gear Online briefly, although... Everyone kicked my butt, and then I felt like an idiot, so I left.
Nintendo doesn't understand.
Nintendo hasn't seemed to caught on yet that games are evolving, and that they can't just throw Rainbow Gay Man at us and pretend it's all better.
Rainbow Gay Man!
Nintendo could make a lot of money if they did a Animal Crossing Mamorpaga and a Pokemon Mamorpaga.
All they need to do is Pokemon to rule the entire planet.
If they made a fully 3D Pokemon Mamorpaga... They would conquer the world, and I would waste away in front of it like those guys in Korea that play WoW.
Yeah,
Oh, is it StarCraft?
Yeah, they play StarCraft.
Well, my point is I would die, because I'm obsessed with Pokemon. They've already got me buying Pokemon Platinum, even though it's exactly the same game.
I gave up on Pokemon until they do a Mamorpaga.
I don't blame you, but I'm too hooked. I can't.
I gave
it's
up
my
on
drug.
It. I'm
I
done.
I can't get away. Anyways, though.
And then what does Sony have coming?
Sony's got nothing. Sony's got nothing exclusive that hasn't already been announced that I'm aware of, to be perfectly honest.
They've got some really good stuff
coming out pretty soon, like Silent Hill 5.
There's actually a lot of good games coming out, but they're both for the Sony and the 360.
They're all previously announced.
They're already announced. There's Infamous, there's...
Oh, God, Infamous looks great.
Yeah, that looks good.
Pandora's Box looks really good.
Right, you told me about that one. That sounds sweet. There's gonna be this great, Prototype.
Prototype.
Yeah, Prototype looks amazing.
Final Fantasy 13.
Final Fantasy, the various Final Fantasy 13s.
Which we're not even going to hear about at E3. Square didn't even put it on their list. It's not even there. So, I don't know what's going on with Final Fantasy 13. I know they're making 20 of them.
Yeah, they're making 46,000 different versions of that game.
They're making 5 cell phone games, last I heard, of Final Fantasy 13. That's an overstatement, but they're making a lot of cell phone games.
So basically what they're doing is they're going to continue to do exactly what nobody wants and continue to completely resist what everybody wants, which is remakes of the old Final Fantasies in full 3D.
See, here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
They would stop doing that and do what we want if we stopped giving them money.
I don't give them money.
Yeah, I quit.
I haven't bought a Square Enix game since Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah, me too.
I won't do it. They all suck.
Well, yeah, they're all remakes. They're all ports. The thing that bothers me
Final Fantasy XII had Mamorpaga gameplay without the Mamorpaganess.
Let me go off on a side rant. They announced Chrono Trigger for the DS, and I couldn't be angrier. Because it's Chrono Trigger DS, a port. It's the SNES game that I can play on my PlayStation 1 or SNES, or secretly my emulator, people who can search on Google and type in emulator, for $40. You know it's going to be a $40
DS
game.
Yeah, it's going to be a $40 DS game that's exactly the same game.
Yeah, that
we have always played.
That some guy naked in his garage ported to the DS
with no effort.
All of the afternoon to do
it. Yeah, exactly. If they're not going to add anything to it, I'm not going to cough up for it.
They're adding one dungeon.
Oh, no, not worth it.
No, it's not worth it.
No. I want a retool. If you're going to do a retool. Or give us the fabled third game in the series, Chrono Break.
Yeah.
Actually make Chrono Break, guys.
Make a new game.
Yes, a new game. A new game that we want instead of a new game that you want to force down our throats by slapping on a title from a previous era.
I'm still ticked about Final Fantasy IV.
I'm still ticked about Final Fantasy XII.
$40 for a game that looks like Final Fantasy III, which I felt looked like utter garbage.
I agree.
It takes out the character. It really does.
It completely
Final
got
Fantasy
rid of the
IV,
personality.
Final Fantasy IV looks better on the Game Boy Advance, period.
Can we please at least go back to the style to just the style of storytelling we had in 10?
Yeah.
It was a good story. Yeah. The game was too easy, but at least it had a really good story.
You didn't even beat that game.
No, I didn't finish it. I'm stuck on Overdrive Sin.
I beat it. It's
a
easy.
Pain in my ass. He kills me in 3 turns every time.
What about the Sony PSP phone? Huh? How about that?
Yeah, okay. Oh,
that's
Sony.
A big rumor.
Big whoop. I think what the E3 boils down to this year is utter nonsense. There's nothing to look forward to.
More of same. Yeah. I hope to be proven wrong.
I
always hope to be proven wrong.
Nintendo always proves us wrong, though.
Yeah, Nintendo proved us wrong last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping we'll get
But
the
then
same
they had
thing.
A really crappy E3 last year where they're like, Wii Fit! Oh, yeah, that's good for the fatties.
Well, Wii Fit is...
no offense, fatty.
Started on Wii Fit.
I would get it if I could find it, because I need to have some exercise in my life, and I'm not going to leave the house.
Get a good game like DDR.
Here's my rant.
DDR, I can't get it right.
Yeah. Here's my rant on Wii Fit. The reason why we cannot find Wii Fit in any of the stores in the States is because it's not because Nintendo's not making enough. It's because Nintendo's not shipping us enough.
They're keeping them.
Yeah, well, they're sending them to the UK.
To the European Union. Because the European Union has a stronger economy and they're making more money there.
Yeah, and Michigan has the worst economy of our entire country. So I think that we're even screwder.
Screwder.
Spell that out for me.
S-C-R-E-W-E-D-E-R.
Okay, as long as he can spell it, it's a word, folks.
Scooter. Yes, Scooter.
Scooter. Coming soon to Scrabble.
where's my giant Scrabble book? Oh, you guys haven't heard. We need to record one of those ones. Me and Porter have epic 9-hour-long Scrabbles. It's amazing.
We cover every tile.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You know, they actually have Scrabble on Pogo.com now.
Yeah, I know. I hate Pogo.com.
What I was going to bring up now about Sony is the fact that instead of giving us games, they've been giving us attachments and devices we don't want.
Oh, yeah.
Like the trophy system. Does anybody know how to get a single trophy?
Not yet.
Any trophy at all on the PS3?
Not yet, because there's not really a game that uses it.
Yeah, there are no games that use it. That's
the only
point.
The only game I'm aware of is Stardust.
Well, I don't want to buy that.
Drake's Uncharted Fortune has it too, but you have to replay through the game to get them.
Yeah, you do have to replay it. You can't get trophies by already having a save file. You have to play through it now with the new update.
Well, do we know if there are any for Metal Gear or Grand Theft Auto? Because those are my primary sources of fun.
Sony is trying to get Rockstar and Konami to do it, but we don't know.
Yeah. Well, I hope they will, because that could be cool.
I think it's such a band-aid. I am so sick of Sony releasing
little things.
I am so upset about this peripheral era of Wii Fit boards and
GPS
crap
thing.
The Rock Band compilation that costs you $500 to look like something of a rock star, I think is the most retarded thing I've ever seen in my life.
I did too until I played it and discovered that it's insanely fun.
I played it. It was one night of boredom, and I'm like, I'm glad I didn't pay any money for this.
I'm glad I went
over somebody else's house who bought this where I never had to do it.
I'm not going to buy it because I'm I'm going to buy Guitar Hero 4, but you know how I am.
Can't stand all of these
I pick a game, I get obsessed with it, and I buy everything that
the
has
Sony,
to do with it.
Okay,
Guitar Hero is on
it,
my
look
list.
Look at it this way. The Sony PSP is dying because
Sony
refuses to make games, and instead they're like, here's Skype, here's the GPS service, and people are clamoring for games. We want games, Sony, not your stupid peripherals. We don't
I don't
care.
Want home either. I want a game.
Yeah, we don't
I
want
remember,
home either. Give
I
us a
remember
fucking game.
2004 when it was the PSP versus the DS, the two big things that Nintendo and Sony announced. I was there. I saw people leaving the PSP booth going but saying, hey, let's go look at the DS again.
Because it has games.
Yeah. Yes.
And it still has games, even that crappy Chrono Trigger.
Let me go through my DS game library here, and then let me think about all the PSP games I would have if I wanted to cough up for a PSP.
I have a PSP. I coughed up for one 3 months ago. I have three games, and one came with the system, so that doesn't count.
Right, you got Daxter, God of War, and the one good game ever to come out of Square Enix again.
Yeah, Final Fantasy VII. And the story blew in that game anyway, so...
Yeah, I've been told. So let's look at my list of DS games. Let's see here. This
I can already tell you I have 30 of them.
I have a ton of these games.
And I have Electro Plankton. Ha! It's for $80 on eBay. Screw you all.
All right, what have I got here? I got Star Fox Command. I got Animal Crossing. I got Sonic Rush Adventure. Sonic Rush. Mario Kart DS. That doesn't count. That's the Metroid Prime demo that came with the thing. Yeah. SimCity DS for some reason. The World Ends With You. Resident Evil Deadly Silence. Myst. I have Pokemon Diamond. I have Trace Memory. I have Under the Knife. I have all four Phoenix Wright games. Zelda. And I have the new Super Mario Brothers.
And he's missing a lot of the good games, by the way.
Yeah, I'm missing a lot of the good games. And I just have, like, I could roll around in these like they were millions of dollars. Like Scrooge McDuck.
He's missing the Advanced Wars. He's missing Metroid Prime. He's missing all these games that I have that he should have.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now let's list the good games. Oh yeah, the Trauma Center 2. I'm missing Trauma Center 2, which just came out, which is amazing from what I understand. Just because I'm low on cash because I bought all of these. You know?
But guess what?
You also bought a PS3.
PSP's getting.
Yeah, what's PS getting?
The remakes of Star Ocean. Yay!
Oh, Star Ocean. Hoo hoo ha. There's only one good Star Ocean game, and it's Star Ocean 2, and even that one kind of sucks.
Yeah, they're remaking that. $40.
$40?
Of course it'll be $40.
$40 for that?
It's a remake.
Oh, geez. Basically, my point is that the only good thing I can possibly hope to come out of Sony, and this is just a vague hope, there's no possibility of this.
What, games?
You know the games Ico and Shadow of the Colossus?
Yeah.
They're supposed to make
an announcement. There's a third one on the horizon, and if they make that announcement, I will pee myself.
They're supposed to make some kind of announcement at E3. That's the running rumor.
That's the only good thing I can think of to come out of E3 this year is that possibility, because I really, really, really want that next game, because I love those games. Those are my favorite games. My favorite game of all time absolutely is Shadow of the Colossus.
Oh,
I love that game.
It's a great game, and I need to kind of state this out there right now. I made the most horrible scheduling problem for myself.
Okay.
I planned my camping trip to coincide with E3.
Yeah, you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
Well, nobody ever expected you to go to that anyway.
Yeah, we'll still be
I'm
around.
I'm not going to hear anything until I get back.
Yeah, he's not going to know anything.
I don't think you can leave the
I forgot
state,
to mention
though.
I have the Guitar Hero DS game.
Yes, I've heard some stuff from Big R about his massive hand and how he broke the strap.
Right, I bought that from him, actually. I bought his copy because he broke the strap and because he gets horrible hand cramps from playing it because he has gigantic hands. So I actually have Big R's copy. I bought it from him for half price.
Nice,
pretty good about that.
So this is, we just segued into the games we're playing now.
Yeah.
Accidentally, yeah. Games we're playing now, I'm still playing Metal Gear Solid 4 over and over. I am on my fifth playthrough at the moment.
I'm one of the few people who own a PS3 who can't stand Metal Gear.
Yeah, you are.
I bought it for Final Fantasy 13 and Devil May Cry 4.
Yeah,
Before it went multi-platform, so don't yell at me.
I bought it for Metal Gear Solid 4, specifically. That was my only reason. reason. I have 5 games for the game for the system. One of them sucks beyond all reason. Splinter Cell.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Assassin's Creed.
No, Assassin's Creed is great. It's just really damn short and repetitive.
And boring. There's nothing to do other than what they give you.
The next game in the series will be much better. I guarantee it. It's
but she's
an experiment.
Not doing it right now.
She's not?
No, Jade's doing something else.
Oh. Yeah, they're not going to do it until they want more demand for it before they do it.
Yeah. Then they're not going to get more demand for it because the first game's not good enough.
Yeah,
the first game was a good experiment. It was a very fun experiment. It gave me hope for a second game.
It gave me hope for a good Batman game.
Oh, yeah. If they make a Batman game out of that engine, that will be the best Batman game ever made.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, it'll be the only good Batman game ever made.
Except for the first Nintendo one.
Well, I know you like that, but I
disagree. It's not a good game. It's just nostalgic, I guess.
I suppose. Well,
I'm currently playing Trauma Center 2, because that game's amazing.
Yeah, I need to get it, I guess.
Best
but I don't know if I'm
going
to be able to find it, so I'm probably just going to wait until he's done and steal it in the night.
I was
going to
say, if you haven't bought Trauma Center 2 now, well, you're not going to get it. It's Atlas, and they are assholes.
Ow! Yeah. I rubber band on myself.
Atlas's business plan seems to be this. We're going to release enough of our games for 50% of our fan base to own it.
Yeah.
So only half the people who actually wanted it are going to end up with it.
Right. Oh, whatever happened to that Hotel Dusk 2? Are they doing that still?
Yeah, it's still going.
Okay, good, because Hotel Dusk was awesome.
They haven't said anything about it for a while.
Right, okay. Well, it just popped into my head. You know how things
but
go.
There are some unique games that the Wii was getting that we forgot to mention. Mad World.
Oh, Mad World, yes.
Mad World looks amazing.
Yeah, Mad World looks like it's going to be bloody, fantastic fun.
Oh, what was that other game?
Talk about Platinum Games.
Yes, Platinum Games.
Platinum Games. Basically, Capcom did the stupidest thing in the world. They fired the guy who invented Resident Evil, the guy who invented Devil May Cry, and the guy who invented Okami.
Yep.
So those three guys looked at each other and said, want to screw them over? Yeah, let's. So they made Platinum Games, who are making
these other guys who then called them Platinum Games.
Yeah, they made Seed, and then they made Platinum Games. But the point is, they're making these three amazing-looking games. Mad World, I forget the title of the DS one, but it's like an epic space RPG with over 300 playable characters.
Yes.
And they are making Bayonetta, which is the game with the gun heels. Fashion meets function, as my friend Joe said.
Yeah.
It's a chick with guns in both hands and on her feet, and she's just like flinging around and shooting the crap out of everything. It was ridiculous, but awesome.
Yeah, we got good things coming from that.
Yeah, Platinum, I see a really good future for Platinum Games.
And to segue into what I've been playing,
right.
I've been kind of going around and playing with Grand Theft Auto 4, going through the story mode on that.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoying.
You still beat that game? Get with it, Keith.
Yeah, I'm on the last mission, but I just haven't beat it yet. Yeah, I know you beat it a while ago.
And that was my first Grand Theft Auto I ever even played.
Well, it's the best one there's ever been,
yeah,
so I don't blame you there.
And I've also been going back a little bit and playing the new map that they released for Halo 3. Not that bad.
Boo, Halo!
Oh, boo, Halo, all you want. I'm the only one of those three that has a 360 anyways. And
I'll have one by next year, I guarantee it. But
I will never
Halo.
Have one.
I'll never have Halo.
Of course, because you hate the game type that we play, Kill Kyle.
I actually rather enjoyed Kill Kyle when I used to play Halo 1, but it got tired after 10 years of people saying it's the most unique game ever and me being like, it's a rip off of Half-Life.
I really shouldn't lip this. I'm having hernia surgery in August.
Well, why are you doing that?
I don't know.
He's lifting a 20-pound weight he found in my basement for no reason.
That's a fifth of my weight, by the way.
Yeah, it's a fifth of his weight. He's a tiny, tiny man.
I only weigh 100 pounds.
And I'm also going
I found his belt down here. It looks like a necklace.
Nice.
It's a kid's belt. Shut up.
Anyway.
And I'm also going through and playing the Rock Band tracks I downloaded. And on a good note, Rock Band 2 is going to support all of the Rock Band 1 downloadable content.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's actually pretty cool, but I still vote for Guitar Hero 4 if I'm going to vote for one of the two.
I hate peripheral games.
I've always liked Guitar Hero. I think Rock Band is a little too touchy. I don't like it. It doesn't feel the same to me, and Guitar Hero just has this... I have a lot more fun with Guitar Hero. They do more fun songs, like, you know, Trogdor. Being
Timmy
able to play
Lords
Trogdor.
Timmy and the Lords of the Underworld.
Timmy. Yeah, exactly. Timmy.
But that was in Rock Band.
It's that song you remember, To Me and the Lords of the Underworld, from South Park.
No, I don't have cable.
You watch South Park anyways. It's a playable. It's
no,
you know,
I
Timmy
don't.
The retarded kid on South Park that's in the wheelchair.
Okay.
He had a goth band in one of the episodes, and they had a song, and you can play it in Guitar Hero 2.
No, you can play it in Rock Band, not Guitar Hero 2. It's Rock Band.
Are you sure?
Yes, positive.
That's why I'm glad I don't play these games.
Well, the games are awesome.
Yeah.
Both of them, but I still prefer Guitar Hero.
It's actually, I think you go on, you know, what music you like the best. I honestly think Rock Band has the better selection of music, and they update, you know, they add more music weekly as compared to Guitar Hero 3 right now.
That's
where...
more music, neverly.
Yes.
Yeah, your point is well made.
I don't play either of them, but I would still have to vote for Guitar Hero since I feel that Rock Band completely stole the idea.
Actually, the guys that made Rock Band were the people that originally came up with Guitar Hero and then got fired.
Yeah, but they didn't make it for the consoles.
No,
yeah,
that's true.
Oh, true. Everybody stole it from Konami.
They stole the concept of console guitar.
Yeah, they stole the idea of console home playing Guitar Hero.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, and it is it's the same exact game.
Yeah, it's the same
really,
game.
It really, really is. It is the exact same game.
I hate copycats.
So I don't blame you on that one, I suppose. The real draw of Rock Band was the massive multiplayer fact of it, but Guitar Hero 4 is about to have that too, so I'm just going to hop over to Guitar Hero.
Well, see, now they're copying off them, so...
Right,
it's...
well, it's competition. It happens. Konami's making one, too! Yeah, Konami's making one, too, and I like Konami.
I hate Konami these days.
So, what's with this two-human stuff?
I understand
that it's Silicon Knights.
Yep.
And I think that they make, like, the best games ever, because they're responsible for the remake of Metal Gear. They're responsible for the best survival horror game I've ever played.
It's essentially...
Which was Eternal Darkness. Such a good game.
It's their way of trying to make their own God of War with, what is it, Norse mythology, or is it Roman? I forgot.
I think it's Norse.
It's Norse, too.
Well, if Britain was first advertised in 1999, then isn't God of War a ripoff of Two Human?
No, because they're lazy and they just never released it.
Well, yeah, it was originally supposed to go on the PlayStation 1. Silicon Knights signed a deal with Nintendo, and then it was supposed to go on to the GameCube.
Yeah.
And there was even reviews for that.
So the question is, 10 years of development, number one, what system is it for?
360
number two,
exclusively.
360
exclusive?
Yep.
Ah, who cares? On to
at
the next topic.
This one. But it's going to be a trilogy, but it looks like the Silicon Knights and Microsoft partnership might be done.
Gotcha. Well, Silicon Knights make incredible games. I can definitely say that.
The previews for Two Human have been really, really mixed.
I see.
The demo comes out next week on Xbox Live, so...
Yeah, we'll see.
So you'll
we'll
pick see. It up and tell us.
Yeah. I hope for something good. I really do. And I really hope that after they're done with the trilogy, they get back to Eternal Darkness.
I don't think they'll go ahead with a sequel to Eternal Darkness, but I don't think they're ever going to.
No, I don't think they'll go ahead with the trilogy of Two Human, because I don't think it'll do well at all.
Well, I would really like a sequel to Eternal Darkness. I don't know how long it takes.
Two Human failing and not doing a trilogy if it gets more Eternal Darkness.
It's going to fail. Everything Silicon Knights has done has failed. It's just
except for their Metal Gear remake.
They've done only cult classics.
That's very, very true. That's why it takes them so long to develop a game. They can't pay for faster.
Yeah. But let's tell some news that people would actually be interested in. Today, Half-Life 2 Episode 3 was announced for the 360, PS3, and PC.
Oh, good news. Good. Oh, other major info that I'm thinking about.
Mega Man 9.
Mega Man 9, everybody. Mega Man freaking 9. Although, if you're a fan of video games at all, you already know about this.
Yes.
It's a new Mega Man game the original series. 8-bit style, 8-bit music, 8-bit gameplay, 8-bit monsters, and the first ever female robot master.
8-bit controllers.
What?
I don't know. I got carried away.
The point is, it's coming to the Wii, it is coming to the 360, and it is coming to the PS3. It will be available for download play exclusively on all three systems.
Yep.
I am very, very excited about that.
Kyle, I think you're using the word exclusively a little too liberally.
No, he said exclusively for download. So you can't get it for a CD.
Yeah, you're stupid.
I understood what you said.
You can't just buy it in stores.
Yeah,
you have to download it.
You have to download it, yeah.
And it's only going to be like $10, I think.
For Japan.
Let's hope.
For Japan, whose economy is better than ours right now, so we'll see.
Yeah, we'll hope.
Maybe we'll get it for $5.
Anyways.
Their economy is better than
ours
right now.
Yeah, their economy is better, so they're going to cost less.
Yeah, according to inflation laws, we're going to get it for more.
And stuff, so,
I don't understand business.
I hope it's epically long for the amount of money we're going to have to pay.
I heard a horrible, horrible rumor that it's going to have downloadable content, which some people are saying it's going to be, you're going to have to pay for per boss fight.
Oh.
So.
Well, that would make me pee myself with anger.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it.
As opposed to joy, like I usually pee myself.
Now, if they give us the initial 8 Robot Masters and downloadable content is you get another Robot Master, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, that's a wholly different thing. That's I feel like a new level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, here's a buck.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's
but
different.
But if they jip us on a full game, I'm going to be really ticked
off.
Yeah,
I would be too, actually. Well, I wouldn't put it past him either.
Yeah. Well, I think that's we've had a good first episode.
I think we've missed a few things here, actually, because there's Spore.
Let's go on with Spore. I just picked up the Creature Creator, have not popped it in the system yet. I feel so bad and horrible about myself.
It's I've already played it several times. My computer actually can't handle it, which is embarrassing because it was specifically designed to be playable on crappy computers.
Well, yeah, but we're probably running
so I feel really bad about that. But my point is I have played it several times. I have had hours of fun dicking around with this and just making all kinds of creatures, including the accidental attack penis. I accidentally made a giant pair of legs with just a big penis with a mouth. It was totally an accident, but it was the funniest damn thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, and actually, people have been making Spore porn.
I can believe it.
Most people have been trying Pokemon.
Yeah, Joe made an extremely good Lucario, and I know several people have made Andalites, which if
what
you're
is,
a real
wait,
dork...
Wait, what does that tell Nintendo, that most people are trying to make Spore Pokemon? Think about it!
Nintendo Mamorpaga! Pokemon Mamorpaga!
M-O-R-P-B-B-G-D. What kind of message does that send, seriously?
You'd think that it would send the message, we want massively multiplayer Pokemon!
They're never gonna do it.
No, they're not. It almost made me cry.
Oh, well.
Anyways, the last thing on the actual itinerary was the 360 price drop, which basically all it means is that I might buy one now.
Yep, actually, I think it starts tomorrow, or it starts in a couple days, but it's dropping down to $299 or $249.
$299 for the Pro system, but I have no interest in it, because it's going to Red Ring of Death on me.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, and guys, I got news. Mine is starting to RROD.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
That's no surprise.
Oh, I'm not at all surprised.
You're going to be the fourth person I know who's that happened to, and I only know 5 people who have a 360, so congratulations.
Congrats, man. Man, wow. I might buy one at some point before the next year. Only if Two Human ends up being really good or if I really jones for Crackdown. That's really the only two things that can get me.
That was a game that wasn't hyped. People only bought it for the Halo 3 beta.
Yeah.
But it turned out to be an incredible, incredible game.
What?
It looked really boring, actually.
What? Crackdown?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a great game. I love that game.
I didn't play it, so
don't
take
like,
my
you
advice.
Don't like, you don't like sandbox games, though.
Well, sandbox games are boring if you don't have a mission.
I disagree completely, but that's always been the way. Well, anyways, now I'm pretty sure we've touched basically every base. I can't think of anything else that's massively important other than the fact that Silent Hill 5 is coming, and that makes me want to go into a dark place
and
stay
there
for a while.
I won't speak of it, but everybody on the internet, search Dead Space. You'll want it.
Yes.
Dead Space.
Yes. Okay,
Dead
so Space. Ryan Shorter, your final thoughts.
My final thoughts? Final thoughts is Dead Space equals Resident Evil 4 plus the movie... I'm blanking on the name of the movie.
Oh, I am too.
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
Plus Mario Galaxy.
No, there's no Mario Galaxy in there.
It's gravity-based gameplay.
No, not
yes,
that I
it is. Yes, it is. Read the article. Don't just look at it. Read the article. It's all about gravity.
I don't like to read.
Okay.
I like
don't
to watch
look
movie
at the pictures.
Trailers. I like to watch the trailers.
Porter, anyway, what do you think the biggest surprise is going to be at E3? Just random.
The biggest surprise at E3 is that we're going to be exactly right and everything's going to suck.
Porter?
If we look at track history, I'd say the biggest surprise is going to come from Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because they always keep it under wraps.
Yeah, they're good at sneaking.
The biggest surprise is that, and this is just My biggest surprise would be if Nintendo just announces, by the way, we're doing a Mamoru.
I think the biggest surprise would be if Hideo Kojima turned out to be...
an alien?
Well, no, I was going to say Miyamoto. And they turned out to be the same guy.
Haha! I'm now 30 years younger!
Yeah, he
screw
just
you!
Pulls off a mask. You know, it's like... dun 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 dun!
Fanboy English.
Means I need to be knighted again.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I've been Keith Dodson.
I'm Kyle Fulton.
I am from Russia!
They only have Tetris.
We only have Tetris.
And that's been Ryan Porter, and this has been the first episode of Start Button News audio podcast. Talk to you next week, or talk to you after E3.
Ooba-da-doo.